Right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's see. This is a real interesting book. There is so much in this short book.
You know, it's kind of like Brother Horton said, this man packs so much. I don't know how, I've never seen a writer could pack so much.
No, me either.
Yeah.
Me either, no.
Into one, I mean, what would the man do if he had several chapters?
Yeah.
I know it.
Mm-hmm. I think we stopped around verse 3. We'll go back and come back down.
What verse?
I'm going to start at verse 1. Just read it and I'm going to go back to verse 3. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. I noticed that word preserved.
Right.
And these are the faithful. These are those that love God.
There's your eternal security.
Yeah.
Right there, so. Uh-huh. They're preserved.
Yeah.
And the others are ordained.
Yeah.
So you got those that are preserved.
Uh-huh.
To eternal life. And those who are ordained to condemnation.
Yeah.
Right here within just a couple of verses.
It is. That's right. And you know, these are the key words to show you what he's doing.
Yeah.
Verse 2, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Mercy and peace. You know, according to Isaiah, that in 60, there's no peace to the wicked. And then Daniel said that none of the wicked would do wickedly and none of the wicked would understand. And I think that's why there are those that will, they'll get saved, but eventually they're going to go back to, they're going to love the world more than God somewhere. Because the wicked will do wickedly.
Yes.
And then they will, they're not going to do right. They can't understand. And then, according to Isaiah, there's no peace to the wicked. And, let's see. Mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you, unto the saints. And contending for the faith, that means to make sure that people don't forget. Minister life to God's people. And don't let them lack knowledge. Give them the word of God. And when you do that, the enemy is going to try to stop you. And so what I would do when the Lord would give me a message for people, it was not always easy to get the message to the people God wanted me to give it to. If it was a word, if God sent me with a word to somebody, I had to, you'd be surprised how many interruptions you'll run into trying to give somebody a word that's going to bless them. And then, you know, the Lord had to teach me how to continue, how to get the word to the people. And, but it's worth it. He said, I exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It looks like the word was delivered and then forgotten. And they have to be reminded of it. Because the enemy is trying to work against the perfect word of God and creep in doctrines that of no value, you know. Verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
We see that today.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a crept in unaware,
mm-hmm.
people are just receiving it and not saying, hey, that ain't right. That don't sound quite right.
I know.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's no discerning going on.
Right.
But people, they just receive anything.
Yeah, they do. Some folks will amen anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen anything.
Anything.
amazing.
It looked like this is an attack. If a person came in and just started teaching heresy all at once, people would catch on. But it's slow enough so that people don't realize it. And when people don't study the word, they can't judge it.
Right.
And it looked like what the enemy has done. There are people that, it goes back to the parable of the sower. You got four types of hearts. Three will hear, and only one will finish. So some people just discount the word altogether and never get in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
But some people, they don't have any root. When they're in trouble, or when it's going to cost them personally, they throw it away. And then some people are distracted with the lust of other things and cares of this world.
Uh-huh.
So the Lord recently taught me that if your focus is changed, your destiny will be changed with it. If your first love state remains God, you'll never get off track, according to 2 Peter 1. You see, if you do these things, you'll never fall. You'll stay in the love of God. But if you start looking at the people, your focus has changed, and you try to quell the word to keep the people, or if you look at the money or the glory of the ministry, that became your first love. Now, you're in Satan's territory again.
That's true.
You know,
it's very true.
You know what he said, crept in on the word too. The people had to come in sheep clothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had to.
Disguised and,
yeah,
you know, like they really loved the Lord.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've heard Jimmy Ed, Mr. Prince, he went to the ministers' conference, and they were discussing sexual, how things were to be in the church. And this leader of the conference, he didn't say what denomination was, stood up and said, "It's time we rewrite our bylaws to let the people come in." And they stood up and give the man a standing ovation.
Wow. They left the word.
And what about this church? Was it New York? I think it was New York. That said they're taking all the blood scripture out the word of God. They're not going to have no blood because that was too violent. Mm-hmm. I mean, and some people are looking to get away from violence, especially New York.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they... I'm like, are these people crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're gonna take them out the hymn, out the books.
They're not saying. Yeah,
and they was not gonna say anything about blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main foundation of your salvation. You're taking out the blood.
Mm-hmm. That's your foundation, right?
See, that's creeping in unaware. You know, it sounds good. You know, you're taking out the violence. You know, blood is very violent. And to people in New York, whoa, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when they said that, I went, and they had that church on TV.
Yeah.
They showed them on TV.
Mm-hmm. And that's, a lot of people don't, you know, a lot of Christians don't study the word anymore. They let the church do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they just trust their ministry, that the ministry's going to give them everything they need.
Yeah, that's how the Catholics
did. Yeah, that is how they do it.
They had the Bible in Latin, and they interpreted it for you.
Right, exactly.
We don't need to be afraid to question when somebody preaches something.
No.
We need to question everything.
Everything. The Berean.
We question everything. And then, you know, if it's true, great. But question everything, make sure it's right.
Yeah. The Bereans, they checked the scriptures to make sure it was right. And the Lord said they were more noble. That's a nice way of saying they had more sense.
That's true.
Now, look at what this scripture here, when I first got saved, I used to read the Gospels a lot. And I read the Sermon on the Mount more than anything. But in what he was saying, he said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." He said, then watch this. "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name. Mm-hmm. In thy name. Now, they're in his name.
Yeah.
And in thy name have not have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Mm-hmm. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity.
Wow.
So there are people who, it looks like what they did, they got saved and they went back to the world. And they never repented. And they stayed playing with the world.
Yeah, to me, they never came all the way in. Mm-hmm. They just came in just enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They never did give their life totally to the Lord.
Yeah. And they go, I told my children, I said, one thing about it, everybody's going to choose something. They will make a choice. They will trust something and choose something. I said, but if it's, when it's the word of God, you're safe. The enemy's going to try to distract you out there in the world again. And people will make a choice. One way or the other. Even people who have gotten saved, they'll choose something. They'll choose to follow God or they'll choose the ways of this world. And it's dangerous. And I thank God for everybody who remained. You know, the Lord wants people. It's just like a marriage. You want to be married to somebody that loves you. They enjoy your personality. You enjoy theirs. You care about them. They care about you. A marriage. When somebody wants something else besides their spouse, that's not a real marriage. It's not true. And the Lord can't. He knows where people are. He can read their heart. He knows what's in their heart. And so he'll warn them so that they can get it right. And if they don't want to get it right, then they'll stop listening to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit, if you sin and the Holy Spirit convicts you, you know, when that stops happening, you're in dangerous territory. When the Holy Spirit can try to convict you so that you'll repent and you harden your heart against it, that's bad.
Well, that scripture that you just read about them saying, Lord, we did this in your name and that in your name,
mm-hmm.
These people that crept in unaware,
yeah,
they were probably
here
using Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's how people are deceived, because they'll say, you know, not everybody that says in the name of Jesus really means it.
Right. That's
they're
true.
Not, you know,
mm-hmm.
they, you know.
And some people, when they turn, they don't leave their post. They just stay. You know, like a pastor, he'll stay in his post, but he's turned. And that's bad. It's better for him to go on back to the world. Hell, it'd be a little bit cooler for him if he'll go on and leave.
But well, that's interesting.
Yeah, if people don't leave their post and they're in a backslidden condition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was that? It's a lot of things going on. And but it's when people are I can't think of his name, but he was doing a revival, and the pastor of the church sent women to his room.
Sent women to his room.
Now that guy didn't leave his post.
No, he didn't.
I mean, he you know, he stopped the revival and went on. He didn't stay hang around that.
You know, here's the interesting scripture talking about what you're saying. This is in Luke 21.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he tells us so many times not to be deceived. It's 21:8.
Mm-hmm.
He says, don't be deceived, don't be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, for many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that they're saying that they're Christ,
mm-hmm.
or that the ones that are deceiving you are saying he's Christ,
mm-hmm.
but they're teaching heresy.
And they mix heresy in it.
Yeah, I mean, I've wondered about that, if he really, which way he's meaning that scripture to go, or could it be probably both of them, I guess.
Well, both of them would be treacherous and terrible, you know.
Because you got people over here unaware, and the other one you read saying that, you know, Lord, we've done this in your name,
mm-hmm.
and then he says, you know, don't be deceived.
Yeah.
Because just because it glitters does not mean it's gold.
That's right. That's right.
So we got to search the scriptures and know. And I heard a guy the other day.
Don't warm it too much.
And he was saying that there's a lot of people prophesying. mm-hmm. these days, but they're prophesying falsely.
Yeah.
And it's because a lying spirit has come upon them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This day and age. Not everybody that says, not every prophecy, you can't believe every prophecy. If you do,
yeah.
you're awfully gullible. So you got to, the prophecy will line up with the word.
Mm-hmm.
And if it contradicts the word of God, then that's not from God.
That's right.
Because God is not going to contradict his word.
No, he won't.
He is not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard a man, I forgot his name, but I think he's the same one that when he got up in the airplane in Houston, the Lord said, this place is going to be flooded.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, he just thought, well, you know, how is this going to be flooded? There's, it's too far from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
He just knew that God had told him, you sure enough, y'all know when it's flooded. But it's that guy.
Yeah.
But you just, we just need to listen to the prophecies, and if they don't line up with the word of God,
mm-hmm.
just every false prophet's all through the Old Testament, crying out loud.
Yeah.
We don't think there's false prophets today. The Bible didn't say it would get better.
Mm-hmm.
He said the times are going to wax worse and worse.
When you're a prophet or when you have a calling on your life, you have to look at Jesus. In order, that's the only way to not be deceived.
Yes.
You have to follow him. You have to. He has to be your first love,
yeah.
or it won't work.
Yeah.
The enemy will try to trick you somewhere. I learned a hard lesson, though, about fear. Sometimes fear don't look like fear. In my business for a while, I had problems. I kept having, it was worry. I didn't know it. And the Lord taught me that when fear exists, it attaches Satan to your life.
Yeah.
Any kind of worry, fear, anxiety, I used to feel like I would work till I made a certain amount of money, and I was focused that way. And that attaches Satan to what you're doing. And once he told me that, I didn't see it. I didn't think about it that way. So I didn't do anything about it. But once he showed it to me, I walked in peace. I just, mm-hmm. and everything just got better.
Great peace. Keep your law. Great peace.
Because any form of fear attaches Satan. That's what he taught me. He said, any form of fear attaches Satan to your life.
Yeah. You know, you said you were wanting to make a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And you didn't have peace until you got that. But,
yeah.
You know, peace, you don't need a certain amount of money to have peace.
No. And then it made everything better, you know. And I became wiser in the way that I handled money and everything.
Yeah.
When you look at the Lord, everything works.
He is.
When something ain't right, there's something you need. If you're doing all you know and it's still not moving forward, over time, it should be moved. Things should be moving forward.
Yes, it should, brother.
And when it's not, I say, Lord, something ain't right. I don't know what it is. And that's all right. I ain't 54 years old.
You're a baby.
Yeah, bless your heart.
You know, you you know, but that's a moment that you're going to learn something you never knew before. And it's possible nobody ever taught it before.
That is true.
And so you in our worst problems, you have a chance to learn something from the Lord. But when I asked him, I said, Lord, it's something I don't know. I said, you got to teach me this. I don't know. It's just not in me. And he know it. So then he can show you. He said, fear attaches Satan to your life. So I know what to do. And when he taught me about standing and not fall, he said, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. You can kill those things with the love of God. Mm-hmm. But I still had lingering problems back in the 80s. And he said, don't fear falling. And when he said that, everything just clicked. And I finally got the peace and the joy I was after.
Yeah.
And the things of the world didn't bother me no more.
Yes, just fear the Lord in him only.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when I decided, I made a conscious effort not to fear those things, and I saw it different.
Yeah.
And it worked, just like recently. I thank God for it. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing.
Yes.
And I thank you for all your people that have a heart to know you. Bless them. Fill them with the word of God.
Yes.
That we all may do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.